Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Does religion do more harm than good? The question beckoned me to listen in, and what I heard was pretty predictable. Responding to part of a survey in which respondents in seven countries were asked whether religion has more negative consequences for society than positive consequences, all seven countries responded with more people agreeing, yes, religion has more negative consequences for society. I was not surprised, though I was curious, and so I found the survey and read it. As its title suggested, a study on public perceptions of evolution, religion, and science, it had much more to do with the views of people who say they are religious and spiritual and those who say they are not religious and spiritual about evolution and science than about religion's place in society. That was one question in the survey. Yes, Christianity and the church, and even religion, are big targets. There is a lot to hit if you want to find fault, criticize, and attack. Some attacks say more about the person attacking, while other attacks are definitely justified in a 2,000-year history of the Christian Church. And since religion, a belief in existence beyond our experiences and senses, is part of the human condition, and I would argue that atheism or today's humanism are their own religions, then religion can certainly be challenged and attacked. But how can we say whether religion does more harm than good when religion, harm, and good are not defined or agreed upon? It is easy to trot out tropes. Religions are the cause of all the wars. Religions, churches only seek to control. Goodness is human flourishing. Love is what humans decree it to be, and so on. It is easy to be selective with history and pick and choose what fits your point of view. Everyone has a point of view. And yes, I too have a point of view. And I hold that it is Jesus Christ and people's relationship with him, understanding the nature of God in the mystery of a Trinity who is holy, gracious, merciful, and true, and understanding the incarnation of Jesus, that fundamentally changes how people see themselves and others. All human societies have power and privilege, rich and poor, and wanting to have and have more, because that is how we live together, reflecting our human nature. And we're not even equal in death when you look at how people are memorialized. Only the person and sacrifice of Jesus offers the message, a truth many hold today, that all people do have an equality and are to be treated as we would want to be treated. And this is a goal to be sought here and now, because this Christian God came to serve, not be served, to sacrifice and die. This truth affects how people live now and gives hope for life after death. For all the good or harm we do to each other, and yes, there is a history and practice to be acknowledged by the church, but also by governments, companies, occupations, tribes, neighborhoods, sporting clubs, families. In fact, by all of us. The truth is that our behavior has harmed and helped others, and we are, or should be, seeking to always do what is good, honorable, true, and kind. And in that desire and struggle, each day, the person of Jesus is this planet's best hope and help for us, for his church, and for the world. Jesus doesn't give us the life that we want, and that often is a real blessing in hindsight. But his love for us can inspire people to follow him and seek to do good rather than harm. And that life is full of many decisions and choices we make. Any question about harm or good is really a question about you and me. Let us pray. In all our doubts, dangers, and confusion, teach us, Heavenly Father, what we ought to say and do. Give to us, who can do nothing good without you, the power to speak the truth and do your will, so that those around us are blessed and not harmed. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.